All right. Well, super excited to get the Dallas Smith Some Things Never Change Tour Thursday, May 26th at Sastel Center, and tons of incredible support on the show. One of which being the James Barker Band. Got James Barker on the phone. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I am doing swell. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic, man. In Saskatoon, we're finally getting into some reasonably sunny and warm weather. Love that. And hopefully by, you know, the end of next month, when you guys swing around Saskatoon on tour, it's like going to be better tenfold. At least that's, I'm trying to manifest that.
Yeah, you just say, you know, if you really believe and think about it hard enough, it's going to happen. We'll try and bring it with us because it's been hot as crap down here. So
yeah, well, yeah, no, you have to. You have to bring a ripple of warm weather across Canada. That's what I'm holding out for.
Yeah, 100%. And it's, you know, we need a reason to drink iced cappuccinos when we get up to Canada. So it's got to be hot.
Okay, so last week, 420, which, I mean, a momentous occasion, your birthday. Happy belated birthday, man.
Thank you very much. 420 blaze up. I say that to everybody. My wife and mother absolutely hate it, but you can't not. When your birthday is 420, you have to.
Of course, man. How did your birthday go? What did you get up to?
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I wrote. I was like, I had it booked up. We're getting ready for this tour, and I'm like, I can't be taking a day off. So I did a bunch of like business calls in the morning and then did a song write. And then my wife and I and our little guy went out for dinner. It was a productive but still a nice day.
Do you find that when you're about to do something big like head on tour, do you find that gets the creative juices flowing a little bit more?
I do feel like it does. There's this weird thing, and it's funny. Yesterday, I actually wrote with Jeff Warburton, who's another Canadian boy who's written a bunch of pop hits, and he wrote the last Jake Owen song, but we were just talking about the fact that pressure sometimes is a necessity. Like, it's really easy, especially on the creative front, to just, like, become complacent and just be like, okay, well, I'll get it done when I get it done. But if you have, like, you know, kind of a gun to your head time-wise, you get down to business. You're just like, nah, we have no other chance. We got to get this stuff done. And so knowing that we're going to be, you know, not writing and not doing any of that stuff for 2 months, it's like, it's hammer time right now. It's crunch time to make sure we've got all that stuff done.
Oh, yeah, man. And you hear that from so many different creative fields, too. You know, imposing limitations and deadlines is like one of the best ways to get rid of writer's block. A couple weeks back, we featured your new tune, Waste and Whiskey, on our fan vote segment, Ride It or Bucket, to which I'm sure you'll like to hear this. The vast majority of people voted to keep it. 90% of Saskatoon was rooting for this one, man.
Well, I love 90% of Saskatoon then. And the other 10%, I want to talk to you when we come out there to play this show.
We're loving this song. What's the story with this? Why'd you guys choose to record Waste and Whiskey?
So kind of wild. I mean, we live in this crazy 2022 futuristic technology world where TikTok gives you, you know, instant access to what people think about you, whether it be true or not. And obviously over the course of the pandemic, not being able to play shows, we've just been trying to find any way to, you know, be able to connect with our fans and engage and let everybody know that we're still doing stuff and, you know, communicate. And one of the ways we've done that is kind of thrown up as we've been writing, because we're kind of been writing nonstop without playing shows. And we've just been throwing demos up on TikTok just to try stuff out and feel it out, see what people think. And we threw this one up and it got like 1.2 million, you know, hits, views in, you know, a couple of days. And to us, it was kind of a no-brainer. It's like, well, you'd be foolish to not listen to people when they literally tell you that they like it. And so we're like, well, let's release it. Let's do it that way. And, you know, like I said, we've been writing nonstop. And so we kind of were almost overwhelmed with figuring out what the next song should be. And it was like, well, this makes total sense to us. So that's kind of where it came from.
Well, I got to say, the album cover is amazing, too. And I think, considering how much of internet meme lords you guys are, I think it's super fitting.
Yeah, it was either that or we were going to make a cyberpunk of ourselves. But we figured we don't actually understand how that works in crypto world. So let's just do a meme that everybody knows.
James Barker Band NFT. You've got to hold out for that now.
Can you imagine? It's going to be the next big thing in country music, I swear.
I think you could take screenshots of your tweets and mint those as NFTs. I really do. Like, and for anybody listening that doesn't follow James Barker Band on Twitter, like, I've said this before, your guys' tweeting game is absolutely on point. It's like the most rewarding experience following you.
It's honestly, I feel like a part of that comes from the anonymous factor, because there's four of us, nobody knows who's tweeting, so we can tweet something completely vulgar or disgusting or controversial, and then can just point the finger at somebody else, and there's no way to trace who actually did it.
Of course, but you know, with that little veil of anonymity, it's like almost like you guys are keyboard warriors behind each other.
Yeah, exactly. That we fancy ourselves as keyboard warriors, so I appreciate that.
So was that you tweeting a few days ago about the new Batman movie?
No, it wasn't. That was actually Bobby, and I know that because he mentioned it yesterday. We were flying, and he said, "Have you guys seen it?" He said, "It's spectacular." I haven't seen it yet, but apparently it's great.
I've never seen it either, but I keep hearing mixed things. One person tells me it it sucked. Then I hear from somebody else it's like the best Batman movie ever. But I find that like every single superhero movie that comes out, specifically Batman, because everybody's passionate about Batman and they're super polarizing. So I'm going to have to get myself to see it. Are you a Batman fan? Or are you going to end up seeing this?
Yeah, I'll watch it for sure. I mean, Batman, like you said, is kind of controversial. It's a little bit, it's kind of analogous to James Bond, but without the cheesy factor, where like, you know that it's going to be around forever, so it's going to have to go through these different star actors. I do feel like specifically for Batman, it's going to be pretty hard to beat The Dark Knight. But that being said, that was more about, you know, the Joker role in that movie than it was about Christian Bale being the Batman. But I'm going to watch it. We'll probably watch it on tour. I mean, because like, stays off, you got nothing else to do.
Exactly. You might as well. And super excited for the tour to come to Saskatoon. So Thursday, May 26th, you guys, you're going to be on the road with Dallas Smith. But I mean, not only him, you guys are part of a huge, massive roster of artists. So last time we spoke at the end of last year, you described this tour as a festival on wheels, which honestly, like, that has occupied so much mental real estate.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty wild. I mean, and the weird thing about this is, like, obviously we get along with everybody kind of in the genre. But, like, if I had to list, like, the people that we're super tight with, everyone on this tour would be on it. I mean, we're super tight with JoJo. We're super tight with Dallas. We're super tight with Megan. I mean, it's going to be pretty awesome. We have to pace ourselves.
You're piling with a whole bunch of friends onto the road, and it's really reinforcing, like, you never work a day in your life when you're doing something fun like that, right?
That's exactly it. I feel like people probably look at us and they're going to see how much fun we're having and be envious or upset. We'd be like, this isn't fair. These tickets should be free.
With it being such a massive lineup of artists, do you guys see any challenge with planning your set?
I don't think so. I mean, they've done a really good job on this tour specifically of breaking up. I mean, there's not really duplicates of any musical styles on this. So we know that our show is completely different than Dallas's. And we know that JoJo's got a completely different show than us, than Sean. It's a very good spread, which I feel like is, I'm sure, strategic on some level. Definitely wasn't me strategizing that, but it's going to be awesome, and it's just going to be cool to kind of get to see what everybody's doing again. We haven't got to watch live music the same as everybody else. I mean, we haven't gotten to play, but we haven't been able to see it, and so it's going to be great to kind of be like, oh yeah, this is why this person's awesome. So
exactly, and it's a completely different vibe getting up on the stage and actually hearing the fans belt a tune back. And especially, I mean, in the past couple of years, it had a chance to release so many new tunes, and so many, everybody's been so cooped up doing nothing but listening to those tunes. So it's I think it's going to be a pretty sweet experience bringing these songs on the road.
Yeah, that's probably going to be the strangest part about this tour that hopefully we don't experience again, is that we had Summertime. This is a crazy thing. Summertime came out, and Over All Over Again came out, and New Old Trucks came out, and now Waste and Whiskey's come out, and we haven't played any of those, except for the exception of a couple like drive-in shows. We haven't played any of those songs live, and so it's going to be pretty unique to come out and, like, Summertime's 2 years old, and we haven't gotten to play that one live. It's going to be wild to come out and do that.
Well, if somebody's on the fence with grabbing their tickets for this show, and they're thinking of maybe coming out Thursday, May 26th, you got to convince them. What are you going to say to them, buddy?
Just freaking do it. Do the right thing. Buy the ticket. Come to the show. If you don't, we're gonna come find you, and we don't even know what we're gonna do to you. But you better come to the show.
I'm super excited about it, man. Thursday, May 26th, Sastel Center, James Barker Band joining Dallas Smith on the road with a huge roster of artists and tickets on sale. We have all of the links over on the concert page at thebull.ca. James Barker on the phone, buddy. Thank you so much for chatting today.
Thank you so much for chatting. Can't wait to see you.